Welcome to Fed Scoop Radio, and now your host, David Stegen.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Fed Scoop Radio. This is David Stegen, the reporter for Fed Scoop. I am out at Health Data Palooza 4, the Omni Shoreham Hotel. My guest is Brian Sivak, the CTO at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Brian, you guys have put on quite a party here today.
Yeah, thank you very much. It is a palooza, after all.
It is a palooza. I think I heard 2,000 people are here today to talk about health information technology. It's just a staggering amount of conversations and just stuff going on today.
And actually more focused than health information technology, but health data in particular. And this is the fourth iteration of this conference. The first one was about 3.5 years ago, started with 45 people. And has just grown exponentially since then. It's been amazing.
What are some of the kind of the conversations around health data that people have been having today and both yesterday at the conference?
Well, I think the thing that everybody's starting to realize or has realized is that one of the really important keys to unlocking some of the mysteries of the healthcare system that exists in the world today is data. And that data that data can apply in just about every context, from the clinical setting to the payment setting to the personal setting. And so if we can figure out ways of taking that data and liberating it, getting it to people who can do interesting things with it, and then helping them achieve their goals of doing these interesting things, then we really can change the way the world works.
Earlier today, Todd Park, the U.S. CTO, your predecessor at HHS with CTO's office, talked about this is really it's a fantastic time for innovators and entrepreneurs to really get involved with health data. There's so many opportunities out there. Do you kind of agree with what Todd said this morning?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you look at the market that exists, this is a $2.8 trillion industry. It's 18% of our GDP. Even the niche markets in healthcare are massive, right? One of my favorite examples, take prescription adherence and compliance. This is the problem of people, first of all, not filling prescriptions that they're given, or secondly, maybe they fill their prescriptions but then don't take all of their prescription, right?
Mm-hmm.
This problem alone is estimated to cost over $200 billion a year.
Oh, wow.
And so if you just think about trying to fix that one, you know,
yeah,
I mean, that's one element of this whole thing. There are thousands of areas, right? And the beautiful thing about it is that you won't find a single person that disagrees that our system right now is kind of fundamentally broken. It isn't working, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Medicare trustees just released their new estimate of how long the Medicare program will have funding for, right? And they estimate that it will now run out of money in 2026 as opposed to 2022.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's gotten a little bit better, but everybody knows it's a problem and it's something that we have to fix. And so because of that, I think there's this just fundamental hunger for new ideas and things that might change the way things work.
Yeah, it's such an interesting time. Like you mentioned, such a huge market segment. Is there anything that's been talked about, any kind of tools or apps or anything that really just jumps out at you and that made you go, wow, that was pretty cool?
All kinds of things. And I see things all the time that fit that category. But I think what I'm potentially more interested in than this specific case is the general case of who the people are that are coming up with these ideas and how that's working. And specifically, let me tell you what I mean. So whenever you see a industry or a thing that needs disruption, right, from my experience, the disruptions tend to come from people who have no experience in that thing or in that industry. Look at how Skype disrupted telco, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Skype was started by people who were completely outside the telco industry. And I think part of that is because they don't know what they don't know, right? Because they're not scared away by the craziness of how everything works, they have an idea. Nobody's there to tell them that their idea isn't going to work for whatever reason, so they do it. And it turns out actually to work, or some iteration or variation of that. And so I think basically what it means is that what I'm seeing in healthcare right now is what's really interesting to me, because I'm seeing a whole bunch of entrepreneurs have personal experiences and then build solutions to those personal experiences, which happen to actually solve very big problems in the market.
Mm-hmm.
And because nobody's telling them that it can't be done, they're doing it.
Yeah.
Right? And so, and this is a trend that I've seen since I've been doing this job, just sort of multiply rapidly. And it's something that I think is going to be critical to solving this problem.
Yeah, it seems like kind of getting away from the model of, you know, big companies solving big problems. It's, you know, putting the data out there and letting the people who it affects really make the ones be the ones who kind of come up with the solutions.
So here's the cool thing about healthcare, right? Every single person in this country is a consumer of the system, right? Name one other industry that that's actually the case. I mean, literally every single person in this country will at some point in their life, you know, probably when they're born, starting when they're born, take advantage of healthcare. And so what I've really come to realize is that literally everybody has a story, right? And because everybody has a story, they have something to relate to, which means that you can theoretically come up with solutions that are easy to communicate because you can relate them to things that people have personal experiences about. And I think that's where a lot of this power lies.
For final question here, there's going to be a Health Data Palooza 5. I guess that was announced.
It was announced today.
It's going to be this exact same time, first couple days of June next year.
Yep.
Between now and 365 days from now, people who want to get involved with the next Data Palooza, want to get involved with the work of HHS, what are the best ways for them to go about doing that?
So a couple of ways. First of all, a new organization was stood up a few months ago called the Health Data Consortium.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really going to be the ones that take this ball and run with it. You know, one of the things that I look at our group as being responsible for within HHS is sort of being a catalyst for ideas or an incubator for ideas. So we have incubated this idea of the Data Palooza or of the liberation of health data for a long time, and it's not like we're going to stop doing it. But it's time now for that incubated idea to kind of live on its own, and that's the idea behind the Health Data Consortium, an external entity that can organize a lot of this effort from an external perspective, potentially even do things that government can't do, right? Like lobby Congress, you know, and stuff like that. And so what I would say is, first of all, you know, get plugged in with that organization. If there are things that fit well within what the federal government does, or if it's a data set that you need access to or something else of that nature, come directly to us and let us know. Healthdata.gov is a great starting point as a resource, and there's all kinds of other things that are sort of linked off there that you can get to.
Great. Well, Brian, thank you for taking the time, and congratulations on a great event.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Perfect. For FedScoop Radio, this is David Stegman. We'll see you next time.